Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. I'm your host, MC Kim, and welcome to week number 23 of a full year on your fitness journey. And how are y'all feeling today? I hope it's good. And look, if you're a listener from Toronto, Canada, you know you must be feeling extra good right now, right? Because if you're a basketball fan, and even if you're not a basketball fan, you're from Toronto, I know you've heard the news. The Toronto Raptors have made the NBA Finals for the very first time. Big congrats to the Toronto Raptors for reaching this huge milestone in franchise history. And look, I'll be the first to admit that I don't really follow too many sports. The only sport that I follow is MMA, boxing, jiu-jitsu. You kind of get the drift, right? But if one of our teams makes it to the playoffs, I pay attention. I mean, it's a little hard not to pay attention because it's everywhere. It's everywhere. You know, Jurassic Park, Rap City is Toronto. Toronto's owned by the Raptors right now, for sure, for sure. And look, for everyone who calls it being a bandwagon fan, so be it, so be it. But you can't deny the energy, the positive vibes, the excitement, and how crazy it is that a sports team can unify a whole city together. And that's what I'm most excited about being a part of. Because literally, I can go up to anyone in the city right now and create a bond and have a conversation with them just through one line. One line, which is, how about them Raptors? And it instills immediately a big, big smile on their face and on my face. So go Raptors, go, and keep pushing hard. And we got your back against the Golden State Warriors. So speaking of working hard, on today's show, I'm going to tackle something that is a common problem that I run into when I'm coaching my clients. And that is how to track calories for weight loss. And to give you a rundown on how I coach my clients for weight loss, this is how it works out. I work on a brand new habit, and once we have mastered that habit, we move on to the next habit. And usually the first habit, 9 times out of 10, is just the habit of getting into a routine of exercising regularly. Now, once this habit has been created and it's stable, then we go on to phase number 2, which is we download an app to track our daily caloric consumption for one whole week, for 7 days. And this is the second step that I tend to run into a few roadblocks with people. Why? Because they don't want to, or they have a hard time to track their calories. So oftentimes I'll hear things like, I can't find the exact food items that I ate, so I don't know what to plug in. It's too tedious of a task and I just can't get into it. Or they just forget and they keep forgetting, so they don't even get into the rhythm of putting it into their app. So this is primarily why I only do it for a week, because I know only a few people, I could probably count on my hands, that can actually regularly count their calories, while everyone else, including myself, just tap out after a period of time. But this is so important to track your calories, which is why I get everyone to do the exercise at least once. Because by doing this just for 1 week, you find out very important intel about yourself, about what kind of foods you eat, about when you eat them, and what are those like nighttime snacks that put you over. So this way I learn, and more importantly, my client learns a lot about what their eating tells them about their weight loss. And I can go into some crazy, crazy details about it and give some examples, but that's an episode on its own. So if you're interested in hearing more about it, and if you want to know what a week's worth of calorie counting will do for you, hit me up. Let me know you want some more of that. And hit me up at mckim@remixmyfitness.com. That is mckim@remixmyfitness.com if you want to hear more about that. Because this is what I want to cover in today's episode, which is, this episode is for those people who have already tried plugging in those numbers into an app and have gotten that information and now are thinking, now what? What are my next steps? How can I now reduce my calories without it feeling like a chore or without burdening my current lifestyle? So I'm going to assume that most of you out there you don't like tracking calories just as much as I do. So for you to go about doing it is going to be hard. The real secret is you need to follow and find a system that is going to work for you. And in today's show, I'm going to highlight three of my favorite ones that I use with my clients and that I use myself to lose weight. And I've used all of these three methods that I'm described below. And oftentimes I'll just interchange between the three methods because I'll get bored of doing it one way, so I need to do it another way, or if I need to cut a certain amount of weight in a short period of time or for a particular reason, I'll use one method more than the other because I know it works best for me. So number one, I already stated this already, but I gotta mention it again because on paper, this is the best way to reduce calories. And it is the easiest way on paper to keep track of your caloric intake, which is counting your calories. You need to track and count your calories using an app. And if you go into today's show notes, which is bit.ly/23, I'll list some of my favorite food tracking apps that I use and that I recommend to my clients. I have no affiliation with any of these companies. They're just apps that I enjoy using, that I find easy to use, and that I recommend to anybody who's tracking their calories. So why this works is it ensures you don't go over your caloric intake, your daily caloric intake, or if you have a daily caloric goal, it'll ensure that you don't go over. And you still get to eat whatever it is that you want. Now, I say this loosely because, yes, you can still eat that chocolate bar, you can still have those bag of chips, but now you know that it's going to take up a nice chunk of your caloric intake, and then you can adjust your food around it. Like, for example, if you absolutely have to have that chocolate bar, and it is like 300 calories, and you're only allowed 1,000 calories per day, which, by the way, is low, but it's easy to do the math, then that means you only have 700 calories to play around with your other types of food. So you can at least see and then plan for it. And the best part is it gets you thinking. So you weigh your pros and your cons and whether you're going to actually eat the whole bar or whether you're going to eat only part of it or whether you're just going to save those calories for something else. Maybe you got a big dinner planned or you know you'd rather have a drink, a glass of wine, you know, before you go to bed. You rather use those calories for that than you're at least consciously thinking about these things. Now, this system gives you the hard numbers to help you make the decisions for your food. And like I said, it works great on paper. And if you stick with it, you will get results. You will lose weight. Now, I use this method when I first started to try to get my weight loss going many, many years ago. And I use it when I'm cutting weight for a competition, a jiu-jitsu competition. Because when I'm cutting weight for a competition or when I first started, I just needed to know what was putting me over because I know myself. Now, I like to think that I'm a pretty honest guy, but with myself, I've caught myself lying to myself a few times now, especially when it comes to food. You know, I tell myself, you know, I only have like one beer like once a week, which is a lie. You know, when I go out with my friends, I know I have more than one beer, or I only have like one cheat meal. I only have like one pizza night out once a week. And look, pizza is like my super kryptonite. I can eat that every single day. But when I start plugging in the numbers and I see the food that's being calculated, well, you know what they say, right? The numbers just don't lie. And I was clearly indulging more than I thought or wanted to actually believe. So counting your calories, seeing what you're eating, it's a great way to reset your button. But for most of us, we find this very hard to do. It's a very hard system to keep up with week in and week out. And, you know, you're going to do this for the rest of your life. Like I said, I only know like one or two people that actually can and who actually enjoy doing this. But for most of us, we find this system very hard. Like imagine having to track your calories day in and day out, week after week, year after year. Like what would your life be like if you had to track your calories for like 5 years straight, every single day? I know I couldn't do it. So systems like intermittent fasting or one having one meal a day or really any type of fasting type diet or system, they follow under a time-based caloric control system. So for example, I'll use intermittent fasting because that's something that I do, which is you will have your last meal at like 7 p.m. and then you won't eat anything else or drink anything else other than water for another 12 to 18 hours. 12 to 18 hours without food and any other liquid other than water. Now, this 12 to 18 hours, this time includes your sleep. So essentially, you are skipping breakfast. And this works because at the heart of this method, you only have a window of 6 to 12 hours. And this window is a strict window where you can eat food. Now, if you follow this, you will naturally consume less calories without having to count them. And there are a ton of studies that show other benefits such as increased mental acuity, your body burning more calories at a faster rate at rest, you reduce the chance of cancers, and a whole host of other things. Now, I think those potentially happen, but at the heart of this program, as I mentioned, you are losing weight because that window to eat food is just shorter. You just have less chances to eat food. This is a really great one to follow if you're good with skipping breakfast. Now, I've met a couple people who have said, look, let's try intermittent fasting. And when I tell them about it, they're like, breakfast? I can't skip breakfast. I'd go crazy. So if you love your breakfast, if you don't like fasting, this one probably isn't for you. But I like this one because this one fits into my lifestyle the best out of all the different things that I've tried before. And I've been generally eating this way over the last 6 years. It works well for me and my lifestyle because I hate eating breakfast, to be honest with you. I've always hated eating it, even as a kid. And it allows me to be able to be flexible. So my cycle is a little bit different than everybody else's, which is my last meal is usually around 10 or 11 p.m. because I get home late from training people or from training myself. And I can't sacrifice my dinners. My dinners have to be the biggest meal, and I don't want to think about like what I'm eating or how much of it is that I'm eating. So I like to just go at it. So I literally eat everything and anything, but I don't usually eat my next meal until 3 to 4 p.m. the next day. That's right. 3 to 4 p.m. is my first meal of the day, usually the next day. So I skip breakfast and I sort of skip lunch, and I find this easy for a few reasons. One, because I don't really find it enjoyable eating outside my home or without company, like with friends or with family. And most of the day, I'm usually by myself going from one gym to the next gym. And my window to actually sit down and eat is very short. It's usually I got like 10, 15 minutes to eat my food, stuff my face, and be ready to go. So I literally look as lunch or as that meal at 3 to 4 o'clock as fuel. It's literally just fuel to me. And it's just something to keep me satisfied until I can get home and eat and make my wife stay up with me and sit with me until I finish eating. And she super enjoys that part. No, but it's actually pretty nice because by that time the kids are sleeping and we can actually have a decent conversation. And number two, because I don't like feeling lethargic. Now I need to be like high energy for most of my day and evenings. And I just can't do that on a full stomach. I really don't know anybody who can do it. So my meals are just really light with veggies, fruits, and some sort of protein. There's really like no sauces, and it's not really heavily fried or anything like that. It's as lean as I can get it with some good healthy fats. Basically a really, really boring meal. Now, of course, there are some days that I come home early and I eat dinner at a normal time, like 6 or 7 p.m., but I still can't stomach the food until 3 p.m. the next day. So it's something that works for me, and this is how I've lived and I've eaten over the last little bit. And, you know, I can't say anything. I've had any really detrimental things that have happened to me. And then there's the third one. And the third and final one, which is under the categories of restrictive systems. So these are usually diets or systems that say that you can only eat certain foods and you can't eat other ones. So very common ones are like the paleo diet or the carnivore diet, which is making, I don't know why it's making a crazy splash out there. Like that one, I really don't get. And the most popular one out there right now is the ketogenic diet. Now, these diets work because it literally says you can't eat certain foods, and 9 times out of 10, it's usually eliminating carbohydrates. The keto diet being the most strict, where it's zero sugar. So you can't have any rice or pastas or breads or fruits or alcohol or cakes or cookies or anything like that. So basically taking out all the good stuff in life. But you can see why this works, right? By eliminating staple food groups like carbohydrates and sugars, you will reduce the chances of overeating. And why it's always carbohydrates? Well, I compare carbs to candy. Carbs are just more in a whole form compared to candy. So if you give a kid some candy, what do they usually want? They usually want more candy, right? It's the same thing with carbs. You don't get that feeling of fullness until it's too late. Have you ever wondered why it's so easy to have that extra bowl of rice? Or why you can gobble down all that pasta and still go for seconds? It's because we are consuming sugar. Now, it's more of in a whole form, unlike candy. And our body doesn't recognize that we are getting full until it's too late. So what usually happens? We get really full and then we crash. And you want to like lay on the couch or you just want to take a nap. You know what I'm talking about, right? Those Thanksgiving meals or those holiday meals. Everyone's just like, they can't move because they're so stuffed. And they usually stuff themselves because, no pun intended, but all that stuffing, all those carbs, all that bread, you know, all that stuff in our house, a lot of rice and noodles. So that is no different than that same kid eating all that candy, having that sugar rush, and then crashing after. By eliminating carbohydrates, you will eat less naturally. Like, have you ever tried stuffing your face with just vegetables and meat? I know I have, and I'll tell you, I can only eat so much. Now, I've practiced the paleo and keto diet, and I'm always so amped when I first start because I'm like, yes, I can eat all that meat, I can eat all that bacon. But in reality, I get so full to a point where I just can't eat anymore, where I don't even want to eat anymore. There's like a little trigger in my brain or my stomach that says, okay, that's enough. So I primarily use this for getting to a certain competition weight. Or if I have to take photos or if there's like a video shoot, it just gives me that little extra nudge. But it's also because the restrictive diet with those hard set of rules, it actually helps me mentally as well. Because if I can go a few weeks without breaking the diet, especially before a competition, I just feel more confident. I know that I put in the extra work and that extra time to cut that weight, and I was just disciplined enough to just do it, and it feels just really good. Now, I also use this with my clients who have tried a bunch of different things and who just need to kickstart their weight loss to just give them the confidence. And I will always tell them, look, doing a restrictive diet will only give you short-term benefits. It's really hard to be keto forever. And of course, there are many schools of thoughts of different ways you can do the keto diet, but really at the base of it, it is no sugars, no alcohol, no nothing, no fun, basically. And if you're okay with that, then this one's great for you. But like I said, I use this just to kind of kickstart people's journey, and I always warn them, look, this isn't a permanent fix, but just let's get things going. So these are the three big ways to take control of your food for your caloric consumption. Now, there are others I didn't touch on, such as like point systems or percentages of macros, raw foods, liquids. There are a ton of systems out there. And the biggest takeaway that I want you to have is that there is something for you. The three that I mentioned above, which was calorie counting, time-based, and restrictive systems, those are the ones that I have found works the best for people that I coach with, and for me personally as well. Now also, whichever system that you have chosen or you're going to try, this, I'm sure this goes without saying, but go and speak to a health professional before you try anything. Go see a dietitian, go see a nutritionist. don't even just go by what I'm saying or by whatever the next internet guru is saying. Go and seek a professional. But one of the big things that I've learned from this is that every time I hunker down on my calorie intake, or anytime I take a nice close look at it, I realize how much I was eating before, and that I don't really need to eat that much to be able to move and be energetic and for even my own personal workouts. So that's my top three methods to calorie reduction. Let me know how you do it, or if any of the ones I mentioned resonates with you or with your lifestyle. So hit me up at mckim@remixmyfitness.com, mckim at remixmyfitness.com, or hit me up on social at remixmyfitness on Insta, on Facebook. I'm really not a hard man to find. Now, if you want to find out which apps that I recommend for calorie counting, because that is, like I said, on paper, the best and truest way to go about tracking your calories and losing weight, go visit today's show notes at bit.ly/23. That's bit.ly/23. So that's it for me. That's another episode, another week in the books. So until next time, go out there, set some goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to have fun. Peace.